Homeland Security chief is on the Capitol Hill grill. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Pressed by Republicans on the record surge of migrants at the southern border, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas rejects allegations of improper vetting of illegal immigrants.
Congressman, our nation's sovereignty stands strong.
Mayorkas says his department is one of honor and nobility, also rejecting reports he may step down soon. Some Republicans accusing him of using ousted Customs and Border Protection Chief Chris Magnus as a scapegoat. At a House hearing, Mayorkas and the FBI director naming China and domestic violent extremism as top security threats to the homeland. The U.S. strongly condemning Russia's latest missile attacks on Ukraine, even as world leaders, including President Biden, meet at the G20 summit. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the attacks, which appear to have struck residential buildings in Kyiv and other sites, will only deepen international concerns about the destabilizing impact of Russia's war. With midterm votes still being finalized, a new Senate race is already beginning, and it's not the Georgia runoff.
The campaign is underway in West Virginia. Republican Congressman Alex Mooney says he plans to challenge Democratic Senator Joe Manchin in 2024.
And I'm all in.
Mooney making that announcement on Talk Line on West Virginia's Metro News.
Republicans need to take the West Virginia seat in 2 years for the sake of this country.
Manchin has emerged as a critical voice in the 50-50 divided Senate, at times breaking with party leadership on the size and scope of spending priorities.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Manchin has not announced his plans, but a spokesperson says a robust democratic process has never been more important, and the senator encourages every candidate who values public service to enter the race. Former President Trump expected to say tonight that he will run for president a third time. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Sentencing begins in Wisconsin for the man convicted in last year's deadly Christmas parade attack.
Daryl Brooks Jr. rolling his eyes and laughing in Waukesha County Court, mocking those hurt and killed in last year's Waukesha Christmas parade attack as dozens of victims and family members begin 2 days of impact statements, including the mother of 8-year-old Jackson Sparks, one of six murdered by Brooks last year.
I wish I would have known then that the hug he gave me before I went to sit down was the last hug I would ever get from him.
You nearly took my life.
I remember my thoughts. Oh my God, this can't be happening.
Pure and utter terror.
I think this should have never happened to us.
All asking the judge for the maximum sentence for Brooks following guilty verdicts on all 76 felony counts against him.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The sentencing process expected to begin later this week for the 16-year-old boy who killed four fellow students at his Michigan high school last November. Ethan Crumbly withdrew a possible insanity defense, pleading guilty to murder, terrorism, and other counts. Prosecutors say they'll seek a life sentence with no chance for parole. Crumbly's parents still face trial on charges of involuntary manslaughter, accused of allowing access to the gun and ignoring a need for mental health treatment. President Biden calls it more good news for the economy, more indications we're starting to see inflation moderate in a report on the producer price index, what businesses pay in October.
The expectation was 8.3%. So year over year, producer price inflationary pressure is 8%, easing. Now, the month-over-month number, which is the expectation, was 0.4%. We came in at 0.2%. So again, these numbers are better than expected when it comes to these headline numbers.
Fox Business's Cheryl Cassone. The president also noting food inflation slowed, calling that a welcome sign heading into the holidays. The Dow's up 199. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.